The Catholic Morning Show.
Good morning. I'm here.
On Iowa Catholic Radio.
Good morning.
With John Leonetti.
The broadcast school has really paid off.
Mark Amadeo. And Deacon Tony Valdez.
Thanks for joining me, friends. John Leonetti here on the Catholic Morning Show. Appreciate you being a part of it today. Wednesday, June 22nd. Here we go. We got a great one in store for you today, friends. Mark Bartek is going to be on at 7:15. I spoke yesterday about Michelle Dupong and who Bishop David Kagan has begun the process for canonization of. And she was a focus missionary. She was director of evangelization for the diocese there of Bismarck. It's one of our own. She was 31 years old, died of cancer, and the cause, this is breaking news in the Catholic world as of this week. And when I say breaking, this is huge news. I said yesterday, and it continues to give me the goosebumps just talking about it. One of our very own here in North America, here in the United States, just up in Bismarck, they are doing the opening the cause and doing the necessary investigation to see if she can advance to sainthood. We're going to have Mark on to talk all about it. He is currently the senior director of Mission Partner Development, and we're going to learn about her and how this process moves forward, her time here, what it is that she did, all of it. Looking forward to 7:15 today. I'm going to save some good time for that, friends. Stephen Henley on at 7:45. He's going to be in studio with us. He is the president of Legatus. We're going to talk all things Legatus today. If you don't know or haven't heard about this organization for Catholic men and women leaders in their companies, CEOs and CFOs and the like, and how it is that they are bringing Jesus Christ into their workplace. Stephen's going to fill us in all on it and talk about the future of it as well. So we'll have Stephen Henley on at 7:45 today. Mark Amadeo, we'll have your news and sports. We'll have your weather and your saint of the day today. As I said, I'm going to keep my first part here after Mark just a little bit shorter so we can save some good time for Mark Bartek. I am just so pumped about the potential of a new saint real close here to Iowa. So there we go. Deacon Tony, let's offer our day to our Lord with our morning offering prayer.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the church, pray for us. Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now, news and sports. Hello, sir.
Once again, good morning, John. Happy hump day on this Wednesday. How are you doing?
Doing just fine this morning. Ready to go.
All right. Yeah, we're going to have some cooler weather outdoors. It'll be much more pleasant to be outdoors, less humidity. It's going from hot to just warm weather. So that there you go. So,
that was a day yesterday. My goodness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was not fun.
No need to sit in the sauna. Just walk outside for 10 minutes.
Yes, right? Indeed. Mm. Yeah, well, you know, we said summer's here, and I talked to your wife last week when I saw her at my dental appointment, and she said, just, you know, put us down, Leonetti's party of six, and I said, yeah, just park in the driveway for the 4th of July parade.
Yeah, we got party our reservations in. We're in.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I have to, you know, my wife's family's from the east side, you know, they like to park on their lawns over there during the fair.
Yes.
But over here in Urbandale, we're a little bit more humble. We have driveways. So, and well, I'll take a hit for that today.
You don't charge, though. They're smart. So they open up the whole yard and they charge. They make some money off it.
Well, you said that. I didn't. Yeah, you're right. They do. They do charge. No, I just let guys like the Leonettis and a few of my other close friends in, and I don't know why, but
we're appreciative.
Yeah, 4th of July coming up, so you have to get ready for the parade, and hopefully it'll be a big one, better than ever, they always say.
Yeah.
But you got to get acclimated to the weather, so that'll be you know, you just sit there and you start sweating.
Right. Well, Teresa and Joseph are going to be in the parade, so they're going to be actually walking there, so it'll be a couple less this time around.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
That they're going to walk, and that is awesome. Yeah. Are you going to be in the St. Pius float or the Iowa Catholic Radio float?
I am not. I'm going to stay on the sidelines and cheer everyone on. You know, you have to have a cheering section, so I'm going to be kind of cheering everyone on. But for those that don't know about the Urbandale Parade, July 4th, put it on your calendar. It is a blast. They do a really good job. I know there's a lot of other good ones, and so I'm a little partial here, but it's a lot of fun.
It is. It is. And I've been to Waukees, Norwalks, and Windsor Heights. They all have tremendous – all the cities do a great job.
Yeah.
And but this is very special. Right back in our backyard, we just walk up the block and sit and get our spot. Oh, yes, getting the sitting spots the days before, that's
right.
Always a treat.
That's the key right there. Got to get the reservation, the blankets down and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, but I just want to make sure you're acclimated to the weather. Now we're going to cool off here, and I say, well, it's going to go from hot to warm, but we won't have as much humidity here the next few days, and then we have some rain. But I just want to make sure you're getting prepared, John. It's all about preparation.
I should be all right.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll check in later. All right, my friend, let's get right to it. Today's weather update is brought to you by Mercy One, your expert circle of personalized care for all your health needs. Your best life is their one purpose. Find your doctor at mercyone.org. Well, our current weather conditions at this hour, there are a few clouds as we have mostly sunny skies and 67 degrees, light northwest winds, and it'll be less humid and it'll go from hot to warm today. It'll be mostly sunny, high of 88 degrees. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, so a beautiful day here in central Iowa. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 65 degrees. And tomorrow, on your Thursday, it'll warm up a little bit, high around 90 degrees with the partly cloudy skies. But then the rain chances move in. Friday and Saturday, we'll see showers and thunderstorms possible, highs in the mid-80s. And on Sunday, partly cloudy, dry, and cooler, high of just 80 degrees. So there you go. Today's weather update. Today's news update is brought to you by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, working to end poverty through systemic change. You can learn more at svdpdsm.org. Well, flags will be flown at half-staff in the state of Iowa today to honor an Iowa soldier who died during the Korean War. Corporal Kenneth Ford of Albia was reported missing back on December 2nd, 1950. He was 18 years old at the time. Now, Ford was accounted for in 2019 through DNA analysis. Corporal Ford's funeral is tomorrow in Albia. Burial will be in Eddyville. The Monroe County Veterans Affairs Administrator is asking that people line the streets of Albia holding flags to honor Corporal Ford. Well, in sports, last night we had high school softball here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network. Joe Stacy with the call, and it was second-ranked out of Class 4A Winterset, defeating Dowling Catholic by a score of 6-3. The Maroons' record now falls to 9-14 on the year. Last night, AAA baseball, the Iowa Cubs pick up their first win of a six-game road trip as the Iowa Cubs defeated Louisville 7-2. Same two teams go at it this morning. First pitch 11 o'clock Iowa time in Louisville. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some of the Midwest teams involved. Well, in the National League, what a race it's become. St. Louis Cardinals and Milwaukee Brewers are tied for the National League Central lead. They're both in first place as the Cardinals yesterday downed the Brewers 6-2 in Milwaukee. The Cubs are 13 games back as Pittsburgh downed the Chicago Cubs 7-1 in Pittsburgh. Over in the American League, extra innings was the story there as the Minnesota Twins and Cleveland Guardians are now tied for first place in the American League Central. Yesterday in Minnesota, the Cleveland Guardians defeated the Twins 6-5 in 11 innings. Kansas City Royals, the late game last night, defeated the Los Angeles Angels 12-11 in 11 innings. And the White Sox, just 3.5 games behind Minnesota and Cleveland, they defeated the Toronto Blue Jays 7-6 in Chicago. That took 12 innings. Tonight, it's game 4 of the National Hockey League Stanley Cup Finals. Colorado is at Tampa Bay. They'll face off at 7 o'clock. The game will be nationally televised on ABC. Colorado leads that best-of-seven series 2-1. And finally, today's Dowling Catholic sports calendar will be high school softball and baseball, as the Dowling softball team will be hosting Southeast Polk in a CIML Central Conference matchup. First pitch in the doubleheader at 5 o'clock, the Dowling softball field. And tonight, right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, it'll be high school baseball as third-ranked Maroons taking on Southeast Polk, and that'll be a 5 o'clock doubleheader. Joe Stacy with the call from Principal Park in downtown Des Moines, where both teams will play the doubleheader. And so join us tonight here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network for high school baseball, Southeast Polk and Dowling. Once again, current conditions at this hour, a few clouds, but mostly sunny skies, 67 degrees with a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, humidity at 66%. Today it'll be mostly sunny, less humid, a high of 88 degrees with northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour throughout the day. And this has been today's news, weather, and sports updates on your Wednesday morning. This is Mark Amadeo, and now back to the Catholic Morning Show with John Leonetti on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Mark. We might have two new martyrs in the life of the church, friends. This news coming out yesterday of two Jesuit priests that were killed in a church in Mexico. The Jesuits of Mexico announced Tuesday that two of their priests were killed Monday inside a church in a mountainous region. Father Javier Campos Morales and Joaquin Cesar Mora Salazar had served as Jesuit priests for nearly a century combined. The gunman who carried out the June 20th attack on the church there also took the priests' bodies with them. Mexican Jesuits released a statement saying, "We condemn these violent acts. We demand justice and the recovery of the bodies of our brothers who were taken from the church by armed persons." When I say martyr, and again, I use this a little bit loose because the church has to do all their investigations, but we know at least how they died. So according to the state attorney general's office there in Mexico, both priests tried to protect a person who sought refuge in the church while being chased by at least one other man. Both were armed, the chaser reportedly shot and killed all three men, including the two priests there. The provincial of the Jesuits of Mexico condemned the killings and said they are working with the federal and state authorities to ensure the safety of the parish's two remaining priests that are there, worried about maybe any follow-up attacks that might take place. The region where the killings took place is kind of renowned for different drug-related organized crime. They're very well known for that area, apparently, here. The area has suffered from this crime for years, and the Jesuits noted and expressed solidarity with the pain that the people they serve are experiencing due to the prevailing violence there. So we will pray for their community, and you never know, these two men heroically defending a parishioner there from being killed and seeking refuge in a church. Pope Francis says that we should not sugarcoat the witness to the gospel. And I read this the other day, friends, and I thought this was really good. Just for all of us, despite our weaknesses. You know, I was having a conversation with someone just about that yesterday. And they said, do you struggle in your faith? And I said, all the time. I said, most of the time when I'm speaking, when I'm writing, when I'm talking, anything, I really try just to kind of imagine myself. I hesitate in sharing this, but I'll just be open and honest here. I'm very selfish in that because most of what I speak and write, I am speaking and writing to myself. I try to curate all of my content of what I need to hear, what I need to know, what I need to read in the moment, whether it's trusting in God, I've always struggled with, always in my faith, putting all of my trust in Him, in struggles, in joys, in accomplishments and failures, being grateful to God for all of those things. I've been working on it with my spiritual director and continue to work on it, but trusting in God does not come easy for me. But despite that, the Holy Father says, despite even that weakness right there, that we are called to still witness, to not sugarcoat the gospel and our witness to the gospel, to let the truth be made manifest even though we are weak. Because as St. Paul says, he boasts in his weakness. So wherever you are today, wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, I want you to remember this. Today, at least if you only remember this today, don't beat yourself up for your weaknesses today. Try instead to give them to God in a way of boasting, in a way almost of mocking or laughing. Lord, you know this. You know my weakness here. Whatever it might be, invite God there. And then a simple prayer. Lord, I don't rely on myself today. I must rely on you. Your strength is what makes me strong. Not me. Not me kind of overcoming weaknesses or failures or struggles. Myself. Now, in the spiritual life, it's all grace. The strength does not come from me. It comes from God. That's the prayer for us. That's the prayer for us today. So a good reflection there. You can check it out on CatholicNewsAgency.com. All right, coming up right after this, I saved some time. Mark Bartek is going to be on. He's currently the Senior Director of Mission Partner Development for Focus, and we're going to talk about the cause for canonization that has been opened for a 31-year-old woman who died of cancer, Michelle Christine Dupong, in the Diocese of Bismarck, served as a Focus missionary, also served for the diocese there. Her story right after this. Friends, don't go anywhere. John Linetti right here on the Catholic Morning Show.
You're listening to the Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Builder Ken Construction, for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken Construction is a commercial general contractor. Projects range from tenant improvements, historical renovations, to high-rise buildings. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. Thank you, Builder Ken Construction, for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
They provide unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules, all part of the Mercy College experience.
Learn more at mchs.edu.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Paul Martin and Paul Mitchell, owners of Imogene Ingredients. Imogene Ingredients supply specialized feed ingredients for livestock and pet diets to improve maternal and young animal health in both conventional and organic production.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Divine Treasures, a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community since 1992. Divine Treasures, 5701 Hickman Road, Des Moines, 515-255-5230. Thank you, Divine Treasures, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by CTO. Your support has helped thousands of students attend our Catholic schools. CTOiowa.org. At CTO, the bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Dental Associates, addressing your smile needs and dreams. 515-225-6742, Des Moines-DentalAssociates.com. Thank you, Dental Associates, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to our business partner, Big Red Q Quick Print. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full-service print shop ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. BigRedQ-Des Moines.com. BigRedQ-Des Moines.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Mary's Cleaning Care. Mary's Cleaning Care cleans everything from residential to commercial in Des Moines and surrounding areas. Mary'sCleaningCare.com. Thank you, Mary's Cleaning Care, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Matt Wilcombe here from Iowa Catholic Radio. I'd like to thank you for your continued support of this apostolate. Because of you, we're reaching more souls in more ways than ever before. Whether you've had your faith strengthened by either our talk or music channels, or if you've been impacted by one of our other outreach initiatives, you experience firsthand the value Iowa Catholic Radio brings to the Catholic and Christian community. If you haven't made the decision yet to become a family member, please consider a $30 a month sustaining gift. Just visit iowacatholicradio.com and welcome to the family.
The Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We're still working on getting Mark. We will try to make connection with him in a little bit. Hey, friends, with the anticipation of the overturning of Roe versus Wade, one thing I think is important to know, especially if people are kind of talking about this right now, or maybe you hear some people at the water cooler that are a little bit angry about it even, or people in your family, and they might kind of start throwing some of those age-old tropes your way. Well, you pro-life people only care about the baby until it's born, and then you don't care about it any longer. Or you're just doing this for the baby, and you don't really care for the mom, or you're not listening to what she wants or helping her. I read a piece the other day in the National Catholic Register, and I thought it was just really good in light of all of that right now, and what Catholic churches are doing, what the Catholic churches around, even here, are doing to, and how they're mobilizing to help these women and families, including a program I wrote about, Walking with Moms in Need. You know, you look at, for instance, the Rochester area. Catholic Family of Parishes in Michigan as well, receiving all of these requests and people kind of trying to look at the efforts that they're looking at. And there was an organization that was started called Walking with Moms in Need. And it's a group of parishes all around the area, and it's kind of like taken hold of the United States here. And what they're trying to do is say, okay, if you're asking for help, we're going to do our best to try to figure out how to do this within the way that we can. And what these parishes have done is come together in the way that they can like never before, increasing all of their charitable gifting, all of the needs, trying to anticipate all of the different needs of the women and families, and going kind of full bore. And the community there is starting to take notice, which I thought was really good. The bishops are getting involved in this as well. So this is just one example, and I mention this because it's just one example for us to understand that, you know, with what's happening right now, and especially kind of anticipating the overturn of Roe versus Wade, don't let some of those age-old tropes, stop you in your tracks. Instead, read about the different initiatives that are happening. Go and take a visit to InterVisions. Call them. Ask them what it is that they do and how it is that they do what they do, and then help in the best way possible. Let's go to our next guest. Currently, the Senior Director of Mission Partner Development for Focus, Mark Bartek, joins me. Hey, Mark.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks for coming on. This is kind of a big deal. A potential Focus alum saint. I mean, that kind of has to get you pumped.
Yeah, it's kind of a wild thing to think about. But knowing Michelle, kind of how I did over the years, I'm not really surprised by it, actually. She was just a very inspiring, holy young woman. And so as I've been asked kind of my reaction about them, I was like, yeah, I'm not surprised. It really seems kind of a matter of force. So the way Michelle lived her life, that this would be the path that things would take. A little bit more surprised about the timing of it. And it's really got an awful lot of people, I think, around the country, and especially that I work with, just really, really amped up about pursuing holiness with more vigor. And just the excitement that this could mean for Michelle and her family as well as for the church.
Now, when you say you're not surprised, what do you mean by that? What doesn't surprise you about someone potentially becoming a saint?
Well, that's a great question, John. One of the things that stands out about me, or out to me about Michelle, was she just had a very deep conviction that her call was to follow and image Christ as closely as she could. In everything that she did, and she did that in the way that she encountered people. She did that in the way that she prayed, and just had a very deep prayer life. And so it was, in my conversations with her, it was a regular matter, of course, that we were just talking. We're called to be saints, and not like slide into heaven by the skin of your teeth, saints. We're called to conform ourselves as closely into the image of Christ as possible so that we then would also be potentially canonizable saints. And I think that's, and so I think part of it, when I think about it, that's just the way Michelle lived her life and everything that she did. She's made a gift of herself. And so I think that's kind of the path that you would take in order to become a saint, in the way that you live your life and striving for that kind of perfection. And that's just who Michelle is. So the fact that the investigation is open and this is the direction that things are taking, that's, the timing of it is really kind of surprising, but I was very blessed to know Michelle the way that I did and see the way that she lived, and she lived a very saintly life.
Well, Focus, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, I have to imagine is just over the moon with this. How would you describe her work on campuses and what it is that Focus does, going out as missionaries on college campuses and universities around the country and the world?
Yeah, so the work of Focus is related to first know Christ Jesus deeply, passionately, with everything, every fiber of our being. Bring that into prayer, and then to live from that relationship with Christ in the midst of the world. So on college campuses and parishes, we have missionaries now and around the world, in order to help people to have that same encounter that we have, that we've encountered Christ in such a way that it changes everything about the way that we live. And that's really the way Michelle was. Her priority was always to live that passionate encounter with Christ in the sacraments, first and foremost, in the way that she approached prayer and the way that she prayed with and for people, and to really just kind of deeply try to impact people through that. And that was always kind of the primacy of how she operated. So she prayed deeply that the Lord would open doors in the lives of young women that she'd be walking with or with her team as she was leading them. And then to make a gift of herself is try to step through those doors to walk with Christ with those people. And that's one of the things she really was passionate passionate. I was going through some of her campus plans that she had written over the last couple of days. And one of the things that she always started with, how do we pray and live our sacramental life in such a way that God kind of reigns supreme on campus in us in order to impact others, and how do we draw others into that as well? One story that stands out in particular, when she was at South Dakota State University, she was walking with several women in discipleship. She'd gone out to Kmart or whatever department store was there and bought, you know, one of these plastic armor sets, you know, like a helmet and a breastplate, a shield and a sword. And she signed a particular mortification to each of them. Maybe it was sleeping without a pillow or taking a cold shower, giving up a suit or whatever it was. And then each of the girls picked some women that they were going to offer that mortification for. And after a week, she got them back together and said, how did it go? And one of the girls said, it's so much harder than I thought it was going to be. I've done these things before, but it's just so much more challenging. And Michelle's response was, that's because their soul's not connected to what you're doing. And just that kind of mentality that everything that we do can be connecting us more deeply to God, as well as drawing souls closer to Him as well.
Wow. That is incredible. She died at 31 of cancer. When was she diagnosed? And what kind of cancer was it?
You know, I don't know the particulars on that. She was diagnosed in December in 2014. She was working at the Diocese of Bismarck, doing, I believe, adult faith formation and evangelization up there. And it took her pretty quick. I think it took her about a year. She died on December 25th. I remember thinking to the day that I heard that she passed away on Christmas, what a gift Jesus has taken for himself this day on his birthday. It was just kind of a beautiful end to a beautiful life.
Wow. That's powerful. I mean, it must have been a very severe cancer, obviously, taking her within a year. Do we know anything about that year? Anything during her suffering? Anything that was written that she said? I'm sure there's got to be something.
Yeah, there's lots of things. I think she believes she continued to write for the Diocese of Bismarck and a couple of different things in her journal. And I know that's a lot of the things that are kind of being investigated and looked into to kind of just prove her holiness of life and kind of the way that she went into it. I know when I spoke to her on the day that she was diagnosed, I just asked if she'd be willing to offer her suffering for the mission of Focus, and at least for some portion, especially as we were heading towards a conference there in early 2015. And she was just very eager and willing to participate in the mission in that way. And I know that she, I have good confidence that she continued to offer all of her suffering for the salvation of souls, and just the sanctification of the people that she walked with.
This is big news coming out of, the diocese there, Bismarck. Anything, you know, advancing? So the cause has been opened, right? So the bishop is the local ordinary, opens the cause for it. He gathers all the information and then ends up sending it off to the Vatican. And then we wait, right? We wait for miracles.
That's right. That's right. And I don't think they'll be long in coming. I've already heard many, many stories of people who sought her in intercession privately and were not disappointed. So I think this could be, over the last several days, I've just continued to hear more and more people who have been kind of amazed by requesting and beseeching her to assist them, and by God's grace, experiencing healings and from cancer or infertility or all sorts of things. Obviously, all these things have to be investigated more closely and looked at to, I don't know exactly how the church lines those things up, to just make sure that it is. As I said, I am only surprised by the timing of this, not that this is the reality for Michelle.
Michelle Dupong, pray for us. Mark, thank you for coming on, man. Really appreciate the work that you continue to do, and especially for Focus.
Thank you, John. Really appreciate you.
God bless you. That's Mark Bartek right now, everyone. Thank you. Coming up second half hour, Stephen Henley, Legatus President, is going to be on. So make sure to stick around, friends. I'm inspired. I'm real inspired. You know, any chance that we can get another saint here in the United States and someone just really close to home for us is pretty amazing. A part of different organizations that you and I might support. And to see that life of heroic virtue that she would have led. And there'll be a lot more. I mean, the church does her research on this. and to ensure that this person is worthy of veneration. It already sounds like there's some miracles pouring forth from heaven. Praise God for that. All right, don't go anywhere, friends. Second half hour coming up here soon. Father Andrew, right now with today's gospel and reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so, every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So by their fruits you will know them." The Gospel of the Lord. Not every prophet who seems to proclaim the word of God really does so. It must be done in both word and deed. When the two correspond to one another, Jesus tells the disciples, "Then you can be sure of who is a true prophet." As sinners, we sometimes make false prophets of ourselves. The more that we imitate the prophet par excellence, Jesus Christ, the more we will bear good fruit.
Hello, Steve Ray here. Join me along with Iowa Catholic Radio's Matt Wilcom and Father P.J. McManus for our Footprints of God Holy Land Pilgrimage, November 11th through the 20th, 2023. We'll see the Church of the Visitation, touch the top of Calvary, and visit the famous Western Wall. Plus, I'll be right there with you the whole time to bring the Bible to life at every site. Don't miss the Iowa Catholic Radio's 15th anniversary Holy Land Pilgrimage. Early bird pricing is available. Details at iowacatholicradio.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Mercy College of Health Sciences, where you can chart your course for more.
Mercy College provides unparalleled clinical rotations, hands-on learning, accelerated education, and flexible schedules. Since 1899, Mercy College has been transforming students into healthcare professionals. Guided by Catholic values, our faculty put classroom theory into practice. Students are prepared for roles in service and leadership throughout their own careers.
Learn more at mchs.edu. Mercy College of Health Sciences, mchs.edu.
At noon Monday through Friday, the doctor is in. Dr. Ray Guarendi helps you with personal problems and professional questions. You'll love his fun approach and practical advice. The doctor is in on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network, connecting listeners with Christ.
Like Iowa Catholic Radio on Facebook. The Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thanks for tuning in, friends. John Linetti here on the Catholic Morning Show. Appreciate you being a part of it today. Coming up, Stephen Henley is going to be on Legatus President. We're going to talk all things Legatus today, friends. And I think he's coming in right now, so good stuff. All right, Deacon Tony, I'll tell you what. Deacon's going to go get the door. I'll offer our day to our Lord with our morning offering prayer. God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all of our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen. All right. Thanks for tuning in here on this Wednesday, June 22nd. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now with your news and Mark Amadeo with your news and sports. Well, sir.
Well, good morning once again, John. How are you?
Doing fine. Doing great. Wednesday.
Good. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's going to be a little bit cooler. It goes from hot to warm is what they're saying, and less humidity. So hope that works out for you. I know you're trying to take the kids to the pool and all that, so it's going to be a little bit cooler for that. But, yeah, working out well.
It is. It's kind of cooling down a little bit, so I'm happy to hear that.
I got a question for you, John. How come you don't answer the door when guests show up? You don't have that clearance yet, or what's going on there at the studio?
It's hard to get up from the microphone when we're live, so it's we got things kind of locked down pretty good here. You know, you got the Blessed Sacrament in studio. It's we got to take good care. Mm-hmm. You know, this place. So yes, a lot of moving parts.
I thought you had one of those, we call it a field mic or a cordless mic that you could kind of run around in and nobody know if you're in studio or not. I thought you had that.
That would be nice. That'd be kind of fun. That'd be kind of fun. Take that with me, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. All right. Well, Any plans for today? What's the outlook?
Oh, I got
for,
a couple sessions. I got a couple EOS sessions today, so I'm going to be working with some entrepreneurs here and today and tomorrow, and just kind of continuing on with my work with different small to medium sized companies.
Okay, well, look forward to that.
That's my work here.
Best of luck with that. There you go.
Thank you.
All right, I know you got a guest on in studio. We'll get moving right here as today's weather update is brought to you by Mercy One, your expert circle of personalized care for all your health needs. Your best life is their one purpose. Find your doctor at mercyone.org. Well, our current conditions at this hour, there are a few clouds, but mostly sunny skies. Going to be a beautiful day. Northwest winds right now at 5 miles per hour, humidity down to 66%, and it will be mostly sunny, less humid today. High of 88 degrees here in central Iowa with northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 65 degrees. And tomorrow on your Thursday, partly cloudy, a little bit warmer, high of 90 degrees, but less humidity. Then on Friday and Saturday, we'll see showers and thunderstorms in the forecast, highs in the mid-80s. And on Sunday, partly cloudy, dry and cooler, high of just 80 degrees. Now, overnight in southern Iowa, Lamoni, Centerville area, they had a half an inch to one inch rain totals. And we had wind gusts over 55 miles per hour in the Ottumwa area yesterday, late afternoon and early evening. So that was some of the storms that moved through. Today's news update is brought to you by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, working to end poverty through systemic change. You can learn more at svdpdsm.org. Well, in the news today, the flags will be at half staff all across the state of Iowa in honor of an Iowa soldier who died in the Korean War. Corporal Kenneth Ford of Albia was reported missing back on December 2nd, 1950. He was 18 years old at the time. Ford was accounted for in 2019 through DNA analysis. Corporal Ford's funeral is tomorrow in Albia. Burial will be in Eddyville. The Monroe County Veterans Affairs Administrator is asking that people line the streets of Albia holding flags to honor Corporal Ford. In sports last night, right here in the Iowa Catholic Radio Network, high school softball, first broadcast of the year for Joe Stacy, and it was second-ranked winner set out of Class 4A, defeating Dowling Catholic by the score of 6-3 at the Dowling softball field. The Maroons' record falls to 9-14. Last night, AAA baseball, the Iowa Cubs opened up a six-game road trip at Louisville, iCubs winning by the score of 7-2. Game two is this morning. Yes, iCubs at Louisville this morning, first pitch 11 o'clock in Louisville. Yesterday's Major League Baseball scoreboard, some of the Midwest teams that were involved in National League play, well, the Cardinals and Brewers are once again tied for first place in the National League Central, as yesterday St. Louis winning at Milwaukee by the score of 6-2. Cubs are 13 games back of those two teams as Pittsburgh down the Chicago Cubs 7-1. In the American League, the Twins and Cleveland are now tied for first place in the American League Central as Cleveland down the Minnesota Twins 6-5 in 11 innings yesterday in Minnesota. In Chicago, the White Sox are just 3.5 games back as they defeated Toronto 7-6 in 12 innings. And out in the West Coast last night, the late game, the Kansas City Royals defeated the Los Angeles Angels 12-11 in 11 innings. Tonight's Game 4 of the National Hockey League Stanley Cup Finals. Colorado Avalanche at the Tampa Bay Lightning. They'll face off at 7 o'clock, and that'll be nationally televised on ABC. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has high school softball and baseball. It's 8th-ranked Southeast Polk at Dowling in the softball matchup. That doubleheader gets underway at 5 o'clock at the Dowling softball field. And high school baseball tonight will bring you the doubleheader here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network. 3rd-ranked Dowling hosting Southeast Polk. And that doubleheader will be played from Principal Park in downtown Des Moines. First pitch 5 o'clock. And once again, Joe Stacy with the call here on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network. Once again, current conditions at this hour. We have a few clouds, mostly sunny skies, 67 degrees with a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. And humidity down to 66% this morning. Today it'll be mostly sunny, less humid throughout the day. High of 88 degrees, and we'll have northwest winds throughout the day at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been today's news, weather, and sports updates on your Wednesday morning. This is Mark Amadeo, and now back to the Catholic Morning Show with John Leonetti on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Mark. When we come back, we're going to be going to Stephen Henley, Legatus President. Let's go now to your Saint of the Day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Though he tried to serve both his God and his King, he knew his first priority was to the truth of the gospel. Today we celebrate St. Thomas More. He was a brilliant Englishman in the early 16th century. He was a scholar, lawyer, and chancellor to King Henry VIII. He was quick-witted and regarded by all who knew him to be a man of incredible integrity. More was also a lay Franciscan. When King Henry VIII divorced his wife, Thomas objected. He reasoned correctly that no lay leader could be given jurisdiction over the laws of the church. King Henry tried to convince Thomas, knowing that the chancellor's opinion was respected and would be immensely helpful to solidifying his claim that he could rewrite church teaching. When More refused to support the king imprisoned him in the Tower of London and later beheaded Thomas More. 400 years later, he was canonized by the church for his steadfast defense of church doctrine. In the year 2000, Pope St. John Paul II named More the patron saint of political leaders. We ask today, St. Thomas More, to pray for us. Amen. All right, friends, don't go anywhere. When we come back in studio, Stephen Henley, we're going to learn all things about Legatus today and kind of where they've come from and what it is and how it is that they are serving the country. John Leonetti here on the Catholic Morning Show. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
Here's your news from the Diocese of Des Moines this Wednesday, June 22nd. I'm Anne Marie Cox. It's subscription time for the Catholic Mirror. When you get your letter from the bishop, please return the bottom portion so we can continue sending you the bishop's column, Father John Ludwig's Q&A, and stories of inspiration. Everyone is invited to support local crisis pregnancy centers through this Saturday's Biking for Babies event. Mass kicks off the day at St. Luke the Evangelist Parish in Ankeny. Three fun rides follow, a 48-mile, a 23-mile, and a 5-mile ride for children and families. Google Biking for Babies or call St. Luke Parish to find out more. Also this Saturday, St. Pius X Parish is offering a free mental health first aid training session. Contact the parish for details. It's not too late to sign up for the World Youth Day pilgrimage to Portugal next year. Young adults are invited for this life-changing experience. Go to dmdiocese.org/WYD23 for details. That's dmdiocese.org/WYD23. That's your news from the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Anne Marie Cox.
Thank you, Builder Ken Construction, for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken Construction is a commercial general contractor. Projects range from tenant improvements, historical renovations, to high-rise buildings. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. Thank you, Builder Ken Construction, for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Catholic Charities, where exceptional service is a hallmark in caring for those with essential needs, including food pantry, professional counseling, emergency family shelter, and refugee services. CatholicCharitiesDM.org.
Would you like to get more involved as a volunteer? InterVisions Healthcare empowers at-risk women facing an unplanned pregnancy to make life-affirming decisions, but our nursing staff can't do it alone. Our unplanned pregnancy clinic seeks dedicated advocates, receptionists, and nursing volunteers to meet the needs of hundreds of at-risk patients we see each year. If you are a people person who wants to help moms with unplanned pregnancies, contact us today at 515-440-2273 or visit ivhcare.org.
Jimmy, do you take Judy to be your wife? To have and to hold? For richer or poorer?
Okay.
Are you listening, Jimmy?
Jimmy!
Till death do you part?
Sure, right after I finish putting up this wall between us. There.
Jimmy, you're not dead yet.
When you use artificial contraception, it's like putting a wall between you and your spouse. Couples who instead regulate fertility naturally experience happier marriages and are less likely to divorce. Tear down the wall.
A message from Iowa Catholic Radio.
The Catholic Morning Show on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thanks for tuning in, friends. John Leonetti here on the Catholic Morning Show. Let's talk all things Legatus today. Legatus President Stephen Henley joins me in studio. Hello, Stephen.
Good morning, John.
Kind of the perfect storm for you, visiting friends, able to go to the Legatus meeting last night, see the Centurion program that's working. So you've been around.
I have. It was a great event last night. Des Moines has been really close to me. I started in Dallas with Legatus in 2013, and at the time, Des Moines was a struggling chapter. And to see it come back, it's one of our fastest growing chapters, and just have some great leadership here, so it's great to see it in action.
Yeah, that was obvious to me when I see kind of the people that they put in charge to go out and grow this thing. It was just kind of going to be hook, line, and sinker. It was going to happen, you know, with the grace of God. Legatus, for those that have never heard of it, give us maybe the 30-second pitch.
Sure. This year we celebrate our 35th anniversary of Legatus. It was founded by Tom Monahan, the founder of Domino's Pizza, and also the founder of Ave Maria University in law school. And in 1987, after meeting with Pope John Paul II, he was inspired to start this organization after an organization he had been part of that was secular, a young president's organization. And the sole focus of Legatus is to help its members study, live, and spread the faith in all aspects of their life, and in particular, CEOs and presidents of companies and their spouses. So today we have a little over 90 chapters across North America. 90 chapters, over 5,000 members worldwide, and we are growing rapidly. We've come out of this pandemic really strong. We've seen our greatest renewal that we've seen since 1999, and just exceeding growth expectations. So I'm really excited about where we are and just growing Legatus more internationally with having chapters across the world.
Well, I've already received two text messages from Legatus members that are listening. Uh-oh. So I'm kind of going back and forth here. Which I better watch what I say. No, which I enjoy. You're a popular man already, it sounds like. Your involvement, I mean, you decided you wanted to kind of make this, I don't know, maybe a mission for your life. Why?
Yeah, so you know, I spent some time in the seminary. I spent some time in the Marine Corps. I went to Ave Maria University, both my wife and I did. And it was from there that I got to know Tom Monahan and then introduced to Legatus in 2013. And for me, and I think for all of our staff that work at Legatus, it's an organization where you're just fulfilled every day, meeting these great men and women that are actually living out their faith in business, in big ways and in small ways. And it's just a really fulfilling position, and it just lifts me up every day to be able to live out my Catholic faith in what I do. And I know that's a unique thing. It's not something that everybody gets to experience. So I don't take it for granted, and I want to take advantage of it as often as I can. So being able to travel here to Des Moines, be able to go to confession, go to Mass, and meet these phenomenal members of Legatus is just inspiring. And then, you know, last night to see kind of the next generation of leaders here in Des Moines through the Centurion program was edifying as well.
What are your hopes? What for Legatus moving forward?
Yeah, you know, Tom Monahan has always felt that if Legatus was what it should have been 35 years ago, we wouldn't be facing the culture issues of today. And Legatus, we don't have any special projects. We don't necessarily do anything. It's all focused on the member development, growing in the faith. But what we are trying to do is activate that faith in members to then become activists in their own right, in their own apostolate, whatever that may be. And so the goal with Legatus is truly to create missionaries, intentional disciples, to go out and spread the gospel, again, in the business and at home, and to be that lighthouse for so many people that are just lost today. And Legatus has a lot of potential. Cardinal Bevilacqua, the late cardinal from Philadelphia, once said that, you know, Legatus has been the most influential apostolate in the world, and that may or may not be, but we have the potential to be with taking proven leaders that are successful in business, and then, again, ensuring that they know the faith and that are living in all aspects of their life. So we've got a great mission ahead of us, one of the most important missions ahead of us, and the potential is there. We just need to make it happen now.
That right there, what you just said, really sticks with me. By the way, three of them are listening. Another text. That sticks with me. The fact that here it is, you said right away, you know, we just want to form disciples here within this organization. We want to give the members, catechize the members, give them the tools necessary to be able to live their faith deeply, and then to go out, as you said, and change their companies and the culture at that. I mean, it begins and ends with people, right? This is who the Lord uses when it comes to advancing in holiness, and that's what it exists to do. A layout of a night for someone that might be involved in Legatus, what can they expect?
Sure. Again, going back to Tom Monahan, the founder of Domino's, he was a big advocate of quality and consistency. So each chapter you go to, and you know this, having spoken to so many, each chapter starts with the sacraments, the opportunity for confession, the Holy Rosary, Mass. Then we have a cocktail reception for the members just to catch up and discuss the happenings of the month, mm-hmm. A dinner, and then a speaker that's going to inspire, teach, help them understand the faith so that they can then go out and again, live that faith. And last night I used the kind of analogy that I, as a Marine, I love using, and that is that Legata should be for members kind of this base where they can come back, get rejuvenated, sharpen their weapons, sharpen their tools, so that they can then go out. And I think oftentimes we look at church or we look at Legatus as kind of this passive thing where we just can come and be there. But that's not just it. It's about activating that faith and activating you in action and having you go out. And that's what Legatus means. It's mm-hmm. Latin for the word ambassador. And St. Paul charged us in 2 Corinthians to do that. Become ambassadors for Christ.
If you took advantage or someone took advantage of everything that is given in that night of a Legatus meeting, they would go to confession once a month. Mm-hmm. They would pray the rosary once a month at least. They would go to Holy Mass outside of Sunday, which for some, once a month, an extra Mass rather than a Sunday is a daily Mass would be improving 100%, on a daily Mass potential, which, I get it, a lot of work and everything. They would have listened to a speaker once a month. They would have networked with other people trying to grow in their faith once a month. I mean, I can't think of, as you said, a better way to sharpen the sword than the sacramental life, getting together in community with one another and being inspired.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We have a challenge in Legatus for our members. It's called Tres Magna, and it stands for the big three, daily Mass, daily Rosary, and Holy Confession. Mm. And we challenge our members not just to be that, member that comes once a month, but to take it to the next level. And that's the whole purpose of having our events on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, was to force people to go to Mass in addition to just that Sunday Mass, and hopefully build that habit of going to Mass, because it's the greatest prayer we can make.
Now, I got to say, I'm not a part of Legatus here in Des Moines, but I have spoken at a lot. Probably 2 dozen. And, I mean, Des Moines is something special, right?
It is very special.
Come on. I mean, what they've got going here. Now, again, and this is not a knock on any of the other ones, because they have some really good ones. Cincinnati has really impressed me. Well, my gosh, they're all running together now. But Texas, Florida.
Denver's our largest
Denver,
chapter
I spoke
now.
There it's a, that yeah. a few years ago, and they had a huge showing yeah. that night. But yeah. Des Moines.
Des Moines, and you think little old Des Moines.
Are you on? Are we on your map?
Definitely. Like right. I said, it's got a
you
special
got
place for me.
Here.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Great right. leadership here.
Last night, just a quick plug for the Centurion program. What were your thoughts?
I thought it was great. It yeah. was a phenomenal opportunity for Legatus to work with Steubenville to provide this mentoring relationship with, as I said, the next generation of people. I came because I want to learn more about it, see if it's something that we can get involved with from a national level, to see if it's something that we can really take advantage of these mentors that are that have led successful businesses yeah. that have been in the ups and downs. And so it was a pleasure for me to be here. And of course, a shout out to Joe Teeling. I told him if we had cut out all the thank yous to Joe last night, we would have ended a half an hour earlier. But he's a great man, and Joe and Leslie are a great contribution to Legatus and
well,
to the community here.
You're darn right. And I was a part of that Centurion program last year. I made a significant change in my kind of workings and speaking because of that program and the mentorship that I got, the help from Joe that I got, and it allowed me to have more time with my family than what I otherwise would have. So I owe a lot to that group just in general and those mentors. Stephen Henley, are you going to go like meet the Pope, represent Legatus anytime soon? What are you doing?
Maybe. We've got a couple trips. I just came back with one of your Des Moines members. from Mexico last weekend, visiting the Shrine of Our Lady Guadalupe.
Nice.
And we've got some Obregón-Mergal trips coming up. So Legatus is an opportunity for members to take advantage of the national events and go on pilgrimages. And
does Francis know about Legatus?
Oh, absolutely.
Does he?
So we did meet with him in 2019.
Nice.
At an audience with him. And, you know, we've got a great relationship. And obviously our ecclesiastical advisor, Archbishop Jose Gomez out of Los Angeles, and then our international chaplain, Bishop Caggiano out of Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Very good.
So we never go anywhere without having the approval of our bishops.
Yeah.
We are Orthodox when it comes to being supportive of the church. And when people ask, you know, are you left or right, or, you know, and when it comes to the faith, and it's, we're nothing. We're exactly what the church says it is to be. We don't have any special views on this. It's fully in support of the church.
You're a good man. Stephen Henley, Legatus President, everyone. Here's a little plug for all things Legatus. You can contact different local members. You can even contact us here at Iowa Catholic Radio, friends, if you're interested in joining. Catholic CEO or...
CEO, President, Managing Partner, those that run divisions or larger companies with employees and a revenue of $8 million. And it's a great opportunity to really capture those proven leaders. And Legatus.org is a great way to... And more information.
And to baptize that company as well. And,
amen.
You know, when I say that, I mean go out and spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Stephen. God bless
you.
Thank you, John. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing this morning?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us, protect us all from evil, and bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for tuning in today, friends. I am John Leonetti. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
The Catholic Morning Show is a production of the Iowa Catholic Radio Network. To hear this and other programs, visit iowacatholicradio.com or download the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
Here in this worn and weary land, where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will...